And now, hoping Chris Jones leaves a little something for the Steelers, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us here on a temperature already. No sunshine kind of affects the temperature. Thought we were going to get one more warm day. It's a little chilly. Not too bad. Enjoy it. Snow on the way. Everybody check your phone. What does your phone say? Yesterday my phone said 3 to 6. Now mine says 2 to 4. What's Lizak got it at? 12 to 16?
Probably something like that. I'm looking at the my forecast says... For tomorrow or Sunday, snow will taper off and end during morning, but skies, this is for tomorrow, snow will taper off and end during morning, but skies will remain cloudy, snowfall around 1 inch.
Around 1 inch.
Yeah, Lizak was in here yesterday. He said that three of the models said 1 to 3 inches, but he thought we would be really lucky to get a full inch.
Oh, really? Because my phone says, well, we're going to find out who's right. AM snow up to 1 inch, otherwise cloudy. Storm total 3 to 6 inches.
Yeah.
Snow can make roads and sidewalks slippery, causing travel disruptions. Winter advisory.
Yeah, I neglected to check tonight, which says 1 to 3. So if it's 1 to 3 and then 1 tomorrow, that would be 2 to 4, I guess.
2 to 4. 2 to 4. If I check my advisory, that's what I get on my advisory. If you go to today, it says winter weather advisory. Midnight to 6 is the winter weather advisory, and that says 2 to 4. There you go, Curtis. There it is.
Hello.
So, Lizak says, let's find out. We got a challenge, don't we? Our apps against Lizak. Gary's probably right, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He's pretty damn good, as a matter of fact. So,
It's literally his job.
It's literally what he does. Literally. What he does. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Petro Seabolt, the Drake, in for Jed Marshall as we wrap up the week and look ahead to the Chiefs and Steelers. We'll talk to Tim Benz for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, our man in Pittsburgh. You know, he does it all in Pittsburgh, Curtis.
Cool,
literally.
I'll tell you.
All of it he does.
He does. That's no, you often use that term, oh, our guy in Pittsburgh, our guy in so and so. He literally is the guy in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, columnist, talk show host, pre and post host, Duquesne play-by-play man. He's the man. Tim Benz will join us in our next segment. Danny Unleashed at 3. We'll get Danny's thoughts on the playoffs, maybe talk some coaching circles, maybe get a little college basketball in with Danny as well. Some point we'll be talking baseball, or do we just have a moratorium on talking baseball until, one, they get a CBA and there's reason to believe that they're going to play, and then, two, that the Chiefs season is over? Is that basically where we're at?
Yeah, I think you can talk some baseball in generalities, I guess, before they get one done. But, I mean, until they – and they don't seem close right now – until they get things salted away, or at least a pathway cleared for an agreement, probably not going to hear much baseball. It'll go football, college hoops would be my guess.
Okay. Interesting. I wasn't sure what you were doing there, but okay. 2-minute drill at 4. Adam Teicher in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get you the things you need to know at 5. Kevin Harlan, the voice of America, joining us as his schedule actually starts to slow down with the fewer games now with the playoffs. I think he's done with football except for the Westwood One call, so he'll probably be on a game or two. You know, it might actually ramp up. He might actually have to go like Sunday, do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
That's not foreign to him.
Yeah. Plus all the NBA action. So we'll talk to Kevin Harlan about the NFL playoffs coming up tonight in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's start though with what's at stake for Patrick Mahomes this playoffs. You know, we did yesterday in Stump the Chumps. I had the question: what active quarterbacks are ahead of Patrick Mahomes on career touchdown passes in the postseason? And it was a little surprising, I think. You know, would you agree, Curtis, that there's only six guys? A couple of guys jump right at you, right away. You go, well, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
right. Quickly, you go, yeah, Ben Roethlisberger too. He's been in a lot of playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Those jump right at you. Then you got to think a little bit, but it wasn't that hard. You guys clicked them all off. Matt Ryan is just a couple of spots in front of him. Let's see, Matt. It's not that hard. And here I am. And Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco are up at number 12. He's actually 24th all time in postseason touchdown passes, right? So just as a fun aside to where things are now with him, we thought, okay, let's take a look at what Patrick Mahomes looks like compared to the three elder statesmen of this postseason: Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Ben Roethlisberger. Let's see where he is in comparison to where they were at this time, right? Like, just to see, okay, because I think it's of note. I think it's important for him to take advantage right now. We've talked about it. I think it's really important for the Chiefs to try to get another championship. You know, we said when he first got picked, you want to try to get one. That was our first focus. When he got the one, we're like, it'd be really nice to get a second one because it's going to get a lot harder after this, right? And so that was the reason why we wanted to do it. Well, likewise, for his career, you know, people are always, I know, especially when he hadn't lost to Brady, there was like, well, you know, we're going to beat Brady. He's got two championships. He's got a head-to-head win. And it was about, okay, how does Patrick Mahomes go down as the greatest quarterback of all time? Right, the focus is the team winning. I get that. But just to kind of describe history as it goes, like, where is he right now? And what kind of pace is he on? Right, I think that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by it. And so Curtis, of course, through the magic of Excel spreadsheets, went color-coded in team colors to see where all the guys are right now. And at this point, in comparison to where, you know, he is compared to them. And I think it's amazing when you look at it as far as the wins and losses go, postseason-wise, where he's at postseason-wise. Patrick Mahomes right now already 6-2 in the postseason. Aaron Rodgers going into this year. At the end of this year, Aaron Rodgers was 0-1 in the postseason. 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
Is that surprising? Like, you know, did that shock you a little bit to remember that, that's right, he sat for 3 years.
That's right.
Then they were like 6-10 his first year. And, okay, so now we find out that, okay, boy, he's way in front of Aaron Rodgers to trend towards his career total.
I think people remember 07, that, like, he was there in 07, but Favre was still there because the Packers were in the conference championship game. I think people do forget just how far back he went, just how many years he did essentially nothing before he got the reins in 2008. So I think a lot of people would be surprised that through the same number of years that he was 0-1. I think people see that 2010 season as part of that first 5 years for Rodgers, but it wasn't.
Yeah. I definitely think that, you know, people would say, oh, okay, you know, boy, he was just cruising there. Now, not so much, really, right? Like, it took a while. And that's one of the reasons why when you look at his stats now, you're like, that it kind of, you know, you should have an appreciation for that fact that, you know, he really got a late start.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, well, how come Rodgers isn't higher up there? It's because reminder, he sat for freaking ever. But here's the things I think are interesting. Like, okay, passing yards in his career right now, Patrick Mahomes has almost 19,000 regular season passing yards, right? In comparison, Aaron Rodgers had 8,800.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically, you know, 10,000 passing yards ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Patrick Mahomes has thrown 151 touchdowns at this point in his career. Aaron Rodgers has thrown 59, right? He was 50-13. He is 50-13 as a starting quarterback. Aaron Rodgers at that point was 17-15. I mentioned Mahomes was 6-2 in the postseason. Rodgers 0-1. Mahomes already has 2,300. He still has this year to add on. Whatever he's going to do this year, he's already got 2,300 passing yards, 17 touchdowns, 4 INTs, right? Aaron Rodgers had 423 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. And, again, was yet to have a playoff win.
Yeah.
All right, again, Tom Brady, through his fifth year, Tom Brady had thrown for just under 14,000 yards. Again, Mahomes just under 19,000. He's 5,000 ahead. Brady had 97 touchdowns. By the way, he has the yardage and touchdown record, Tom Brady does, at this point in his career. He'd thrown for 97 touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes, again, 151. Brady was 97-52 TD to INT. Patrick Mahomes is 151-37. Tom Brady's record, 48-14. Patrick Mahomes, 50-13.
Pretty comparable.
Tom Brady in the postseason, this is a kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
9-0 with 3 Super Bowls. 9-0. Like 6-2 with a championship and a loss in the Super Bowl, that's really good. Brady was 9-0.
And 3 rings.
3 rings. I mean, that is a kick to the teeth. Roethlisberger, who started as a rookie, right? Came in on, what, about the third game, Curtis?
Yep.
Third or fourth
yep.
game?
Yep.
He came in and started. Ben Roethlisberger had just under 15,000 yards. So, again, 19,000 passing for Mahomes. Roethlisberger had 15,000. He's 4,000 ahead of him. Roethlisberger had thrown 101 touchdowns to 69 INTs. Again, Mahomes, 151 to 37. Half again as many touchdowns, more, Patrick Mahomes has had over Ben Roethlisberger.
And just over half the interceptions.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Roethlisberger, Mahomes is 50 and 13. Roethlisberger was 51 and 20. Right, so he'd started eight more games. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yardage-wise, in the postseason, Ben Roethlisberger had thrown for 2,200 yards. He had 15 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Again, Mahomes, 2,300 yards, 17 and 4. 15 and 12, TD to INT. He was 8 and 2. And again, Mahomes is going to add. Everything he does this year will add to these totals. These are their four-year totals for these guys. I think it's amazing to think. I mean, we know he's chugging along. And at 50 and, you know, 5,000, everybody says, hey, that's great. You know, what a phenomenal season. But the reality of it is it's not just a phenomenal season, right? It is a, you know, he's carried it forward. Even though the other years haven't been as good, they're still as good or better than what three first-ballot Hall of Famers. We know Brady and Rodgers are going in on the first ballot. Do you agree Ben Roethlisberger's the first ballot?
Yes.
I think he's first yep. ballot as well. They're going to cruise right in. Right? I think that is just it's important to note that, yes, okay, he hasn't gone 5,050 again, but he is still putting up just phenomenal numbers, and he is well ahead of the field. And I will state that I think it's an important time. I do think that he needs to go out and you know, and the Chiefs want to, and he wants to, but like if you're gonna say, hey, he's the greatest of all time or he's the second greatest of all time, you know, piling up a lot of success on that rookie contract is a huge part of the equation. Because Ben Roethlisberger hasn't even really, you know, done anything since his first, you know, few, you know, he had three Super Bowls in his what, first 6 or 7 years?
Yes.
See, and
four,
has not gone back since.
Three in his first seven.
Three in his first seven. Yeah. Three in his first 7 years. That is amazing. So what you're watching, Patrick Mahomes, is great. It's historic, right? It's absolutely historic. You knew it, but I just wanted to quantify how far in front of those guys he is. Listen, there's one place to go to get tickets to see history. It's happening Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. It's Tickets for Less. They absolutely have you covered. It's the only place I go to get my Chiefs tickets, whether it's here in town or on the road. You can get Super Bowl tickets as well. They get things going, and Tickets for Less has a great deal going on. Wild card and divisional games. Listen, if you're going to both, get them both right now, because if you purchase both wild card and divisional round game tickets at Arrowhead, you get free VIP tailgate passes for both games. That's all you can eat and drink. Right? You get it for free right now if you get both the divisional and wild card game. And listen, here's the thing. If you've already bought the wild card but you haven't bought the divisional and you're like, oh, I missed out on the special. I wish I'd known about the special. Call 913 right now. Call Tickets Less at 913-685-3322. Talk to one of their people right here in Kansas City. Not somebody who you're not even sure that English is their fourth language. Talk to right here in Kansas City, some of the great folks at Tickets for Less, and they'll be happy to get you all set up with that great deal. So get both games right now or get the other one. And if you bought the divisional and don't have the wild card, get the wild card right now. And you can get free VIP tailgate passes, all you can eat and drink. Let them do all the work. Listen, the weather could be a little rough. You don't want to mess with it. You don't have to. Go into their tent and enjoy the great setup that they've got with all you can eat and drink. Let Tickets for Less take care of you. It is absolutely the best deal going. And don't forget, you got to have parking. Don't get caught at the gate without parking. You got to buy it in advance, and nobody has a better setup for parking than Tickets for Less. You prepay right now. Get it. Cheapest parking available, $45. That's the same price as the regular season. Get it right now at Tickets for Less. You can compare. See the fees that the other guys charge. Tickets for Less never charges you those fees. They have the best seats, the best selection, at the best prices for every single game at Arrowhead Stadium. Do your homework if you want. I'm telling you, you want to take my word for it? Great. If you don't, go to StubHub. Take a look. You will see that when you add in all those fees that they're going to give you, Tickets for Less blows away the competition. And Tickets for Less is the only one That offers the 100% fan insurance guarantee, and it is huge. Listen, the pandemic is still a battle for us, and if the game were to be canceled, we certainly hope not. We don't think so, but if it is, you are backed with a 100% fan insurance guarantee only from ticketsforless.com. Only Tickets for Less has you covered with that 100% fan insurance guarantee. And don't forget, you can get tickets to all the playoff games. If you're a fan of another team and you want to go to another town and see another team, that's fine too. Tickets for Less can hook you up with those tickets as well at 913-685-3322. You can get tickets to the Chiefs' whole path all the way through. You can get Super Bowl tickets. And, of course, college basketball season is rocking and rolling. The Big 12, the best league around. Get your tickets to all the Big 12 games there, the official marketplace for the Big 12 tickets. So take advantage of it. Tickets for Less has the best seats to all Big 12 games, including Allen Fieldhouse, Bramlage Coliseum, KU, K-State. They have you covered. You can even go ahead and get your Big 12 tournament tickets right now. That's right. You can get your Big 12 tournament tickets right now. And listen, what, half the league or more than half the league is in the top 25? It is a fantastic season of college basketball that's just getting started. They've got all the tickets you want. Listen, right now, though, the star of the show, now until Wild Card Sunday, while they last. And only if you call in and purchase tickets to both the wild card and the divisional round game at Arrowhead, Tickets for Less will give you free VIP tailgate passes. Just call Tickets for Less right now at 913-685-3322 to buy your tickets. Their great sales staff will take care of you the way they take care of me and my family. The VIP tailgate includes all-you-can-eat barbecue, beer, soft drinks, as well as a covered tent if the weather is brutal, tailgate games, heat lamps, and more. It is a great, great special. Call right now, 913-685-3322. That's 913-685-3322. Tell them that the program sent you. Tell them you want the great deal that's going on right now, and they will take care of you the way they always take care of me. It is Tickets for Less. This deal is going on while supplies last. I'm going to be talking about it all day. You need to take advantage of it because when they're gone, they're basically looking to take the weekend off. Right? They want to blow all the tickets out. They love to let their employees go and have a great time out at the game, and they would love to not have to work on Saturday, so they are blowing them out. This is a great deal. Take advantage of it now. When they're gone, they're gone. That's all you can do. So call Tickets for Less at 913-685-3322. Check them out online at ticketsforless.com. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. Thanks for joining us as we've got a weekend of football coming your way, of course, right here on the home of the National Football League. You'll hear it here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, including the Monday night game, Chiefs and Steelers on Sunday night, a replay of what we watched a few weeks ago. It wasn't pretty for the Pittsburgh Steelers as the Chiefs laid the beatdown on the Steelers in that game. The odds makers say that beatdown is coming back around this time. First time around, Chiefs crushed the Steelers to the tune of 36-10. Will it be the same? Let's ask Tim Benz from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. He joins us here in the program right now. Tim, how are you, sir?
Good to be on, sir. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you again.
I told the story of, and good to have you here with us. I told the story of being on with you earlier this week and that, you said, when I told the story about one of our listeners calling in and saying, well, maybe the Chiefs should just try playing their backups, that you pretty much agreed. You think this game will be as easy as the first one is. You know, you said he's not far off. You said I would start him, but they'll be sitting very quickly.
Yeah, I think they should start them, but I think it's going to be an easy decision to rest them somewhere later in the game, and maybe Chad Henne can take the snap from center this time. I think that would be the smartest thing for Coach Andy Reid to do at some point in the second half, because I do see this game going very similarly. You know, I just can't get beyond the equation of 36-10 with a compromised Tyreek Hill, no Travis Kelce, and, you know, the job that Byron Pringle did as the go-to guy. Well, what if he's the third guy and he's just as open because the attention of the Steelers is on the all-pro guys? You know, like, whether or not Hill is 100%, whether or not Kelce is 100%, they're going to be there. Or if they're not going to be there, I don't even know if that matters because of what happened the last time. I think if Mahomes is there, the greatest variable, the only variable to me is T.J. Watt being healthier than what he was the last time with those cracked ribs that he had. It really seemed to affect him. And, you know, if T.J. Watt is 100% and a game wrecker on the road like he normally is at home, and he gets to Mahomes and that turns into turnovers, and the Steelers, for a change, take those turnovers and turn them into points, well, then we could have a closer game. But I just gave you three ifs and one thought, and I just don't see that shaking out that way.
Yeah, I don't either, and I do love the breakdown that you gave in your story. Three things have to happen for the upset on Sunday night. One, Chiefs coach Andy Reid has to mysteriously bench quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Two, the other 10 offensive starters suffer hamstring injuries in an overly complicated TikTok dance video led by Mahomes' juju-esque social media star brother Jackson. And three, every defensive starter winds up on the COVID list. And then you gave, okay, here are some things that are there. I want to ask you, though, and I'll get to what you actually said, which was pretty much the summation you just gave, but I want to go deeper on one of the ones you said. You know, what is the feeling of Juju Smith-Schuster? And because the Chiefs tried to sign him, and he ended up signing back with Pittsburgh. And then for the fans, there were some harsh feelings like, why would you not sign here? Like, you're getting a chance to play wide receiver for Patrick Mahomes. What's the view? And he's a free agent again. He ended up signing just a one-year deal. What is the view of Juju Smith-Schuster in Pittsburgh?
I think, you know, the more pro-Steeler fan you are, like the more rah-rah, terrible towel-waving, iron-city-drinking, black and gold through everything lens you're looking, people – of that ilk love Juju. I think those who are a bit more down the middle, maybe even a bit more jaded, will look at him and say, well, you know, he's never going to be what Hines Ward or Antonio Brown was to the Steelers, and he's a possession guy and, you know, spends more time concerning himself with social media than he does on football. And the truth is probably in between. He's a good player. He's not a number one wide receiver. He's a complimentary guy. He's very tough. He's a tough guy. And I think that washes very well in Pittsburgh, even him trying to come back. I think that wins people over. But when he fumbles the ball in overtime, as he's done two or three times in big games, you know, then that comes back towards the middle again. And when he dances on the logo in Cincinnati and dances on the logo in Buffalo because he's just having fun, and then they go out and get their brains beat in, and Von Bell rips the ball away from him and knocks him out practically. Again, people realize you're not who you think you are. So I think people in Pittsburgh look at Juju and say, it's good when he's out there, it's good when he's here, but we can get by without him. And I think this year is kind of proof positive of that. They're basically the same team as they were last year, minus a win or two when people didn't figure out what they were doing until the middle of the season without Juju for most of these contests.
Did he talk about why he came back to Pittsburgh, why he didn't go to Kansas City, what all went on during his free agent courtship?
Yeah, I think the way he wants to spin it is he never wanted to leave. I think the way he wants to spin it is that, you know, Pittsburgh is home for him, and you know, he loves the fans. And he's really connected with the Internet. You know, those who live on the Internet love Juju and want to tune out anybody who ever criticizes him. So he does have a loyal following. There is a Juju fan club in Pittsburgh, to be sure. So he wants to, you know, portray it that he is only staying because of them. But the reality is, I think he was betting on himself. I think he was coming back to get a one-year deal in a system that he knew, where he knew he was going to get a ton of targets, maybe a lot of red zone looks, and, you know, he could spin that into a bigger deal next season when Ben was likely gone. I don't know the exact terms of what the Chiefs were offering. You know, he wants everybody to think that the Ravens and Eagles and Chiefs were in a bidding war for him, and he decided to come to Pittsburgh anyway. I don't believe that. I mean, I wonder, I don't know what the Chiefs, you probably know better than I do, if it was like multi-year deal, but I really do think Juju wanted, it was such a soft wide receiver market. He kind of, I think in his head, blamed the market for him not getting a better deal and wants to just go back out in free agency next season.
Yeah, interesting. You know, I always kind of wondered, like, to me, I think the thought process is, why wouldn't you sign on, you know, with Patrick Mahomes as opposed to, you know, and he did just sign a one-year deal, so if he knew this was going to be the last hurrah for Ben Roethlisberger and then there's going to be a big question mark at quarterback, he can move on and skate someplace else, so it's not like he locked in for 5 years of quarterback uncertainty or something, but I just thought that was interesting.
He knew he would get targets here. Like, and I think he thought if he were to go to Kansas City, he'd be stuck behind Hill and Kelsey, and he'd get thirds. And he knows how much Ben trusts him, and he knew how short the passing game was going to be. And he was just going to be a target hog, get some red zone looks, convert a lot of third downs on third and fours that turn into third and fives. And those stats would flash to a GM. I think that was part of what he was thinking.
I think a lot of times we're talking to Tim Bench in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. A lot of times when you look at yourself in the mirror, you figured out what your best angle is. You know to suck in your gut. You stand up straight. You get, like, the most favorable view of yourself that you possibly can get. That's what we see in the mirror. And it's sometimes nice to have somebody else, you know, tell you, hey, here's what I'm really looking at, right? You're kind of a fat ass, and, you know, your haircut sucks, and, you know, you need that. So do that for us. We know what we sit and look at in the mirror here. But I want you first, before I ask you about the team, I want you to tell me what you see. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes' brother in there. It's a subject that gets kicked around by people, not really on the air. I'll be honest with you. I think the media is afraid to go down that road because they don't want to offend or upset or get sideways with the organization or, God forbid, the quarterback himself. So I get a feel for what other towns look at this team by going on shows like yours and you know, friends I've got all around the country doing other shows. And I know how it comes up. What is your view of Patrick Mahomes and what goes on around him within his family and all the social media activity?
Well, I think people in Pittsburgh look at Mahomes and think he's Jesus. I mean, like, people look at Mahomes and wish that they could have him here. People look at Mahomes and, you know, they see Kansas City getting Sidney Crosby. You know, that's how people look at him. They look at Kansas City in the first couple of years and already getting it much like Pittsburgh did, getting it the way we did with Ben Roethlisberger. Now, I don't think one of my co-hosts on one of the shows that I do a lot of work with at DVE and on some podcasts, Mike Pursuta, one of my broadcast partners, he calls him Springsteen because he thinks he's the future of rock and roll. Like, and people look at, as far as the Jackson Mahomes stuff and, you know, his girlfriend or fiance or whatever, are they married yet?
Not yet,
like,
no.
Still engaged or something? Not yet?
Yes.
I think people roll their eyes and look at it and empathize. Honestly, because I think people look at that, and we're so used to it with AB and Juju. This looks like AB and Juju light to us. You know, it's nothing to us. What, Patrick Mahomes is at a Dave and Buster's rolling his eyes because these two are doing TikTok videos? Juju was doing it on the Bills logo on Sunday Night Football, for God's sake. You know, AB was live streaming in the locker room with Mike Tomlin trash-talking the Patriots before an AFC championship. This is junior varsity stuff. Hey, you want internet TikTok drama? Come to Pittsburgh. We'll show you how it's done. Jackson Mahomes is double A to us.
I love it. I love it. I think that is amazing. That's probably the one. I probably picked the one town that it's not like, because there are other towns I go on, and man, the first thing, and they're guys I know, right? And so that's the first thing they bring up. Because they know I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Like, my opinion always has been, listen, if it doesn't affect the guy on the field or court or ice or whatever sport he plays in, then I'm not talking about personal lives. And I don't see how you can say it's affected Patrick Mahomes. You can make a case. I think this year's been a busy year for the guy with building a house and getting married and having a kid. You know, I tracked it, and I've looked at, like, the years guys got married. Like, you look at Tom Brady's career, he got married in 09. His numbers, statistically, he took off in 10. Right? That, like, getting that part, all that stuff in your life kind of out of the way and getting settled down does seem to be a place where quarterbacks take off. And so I kind of look at his numbers and say, okay, I think that's coming for Patrick Mahomes. Like, because, you know, some people are like, well, 5,050 the first year, that should be the ground floor. He should be better every year. And it doesn't work like that, as we know. But I think there are some monster seasons still ahead for the guy when he doesn't have normal, you know, positive life activities going on. There's nothing negative about having a baby or getting married and all that stuff, or, you know, building a house and, you know, but man, we've all been, any of us who have been through it knows, man, it sucks your time. I mean, it's tough to do everything you did at the same level when you're doing that. Get all that in his rearview mirror. I think there may be another gear. And maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe he's the freak show that can handle all those time, you know, things sucking on his time and still play at the highest level. We'll see as time goes on. But I think it's amazing.
We had a little bit of a different look at that with Roethlisberger. You know, like, Roethlisberger was so good so soon, and they won so much early. And, you know, he didn't have a brother who was doing logo dance TikTok videos, you know, in different stadiums. He, in his third year, he got hit by a Cadillac, for crying out loud. You know, like, so, on a motorcycle. So these were like the things that we would deal with him. And then, you know, he had all the much more significant off the field stuff. But, you know, a lot of it, which was, you know, that never came to charges, of course. And AB did have some that, you know, came to much more, much more tense situations legally than what happened with Ben, because those things, he never got charged with anything. AB technically didn't either, civil stuff. But, you know, these are much worse things that we saw here than anything that's going around the periphery with Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's going to go to the Hall of Fame. AB has probably talked his way out and acted his way out of the Hall of Fame, but he was still a great player here. So we're in the ability to separate from all the stuff that happens off the field, happened off the field, and the ability to play, you know, especially with guys like that.
Yeah, was there a feeling at some point that, okay, the ability to compete for a championship with Ben Roethlisberger is over, or has it always felt like the team had a shot every training camp?
I'm sorry, I lost the middle part of that, Serenity. So was there a time when what?
I said, was there a time where everybody said, okay, you know, Big Ben's best days are behind us and we can't win a championship with him? Or has every training camp of Roethlisberger's career been one where you looked at it and said, Steelers got a quarterback that we can win a championship with?
Oh, I think up until the elbow, which was, you know, at the beginning of 2019, yeah, everybody around here thought there's a team and a quarterback that can at least get us to the playoffs. You know, and then once you're in the playoffs, you got a shot. There was always that thought. And then the elbow happened in the early part of 2019, and people didn't know what to expect at the start of 2020. It was like, we think that it'll be back, but we don't know. And then they started 11-0. And that changed the entire narrative. So coming back this year, those that didn't want to believe what their eyes were telling them in the last 6 weeks thought the same thing. I think those of us who believed that the last 6 weeks was probably more real than the first 11 understood that this was not a quarterback that was going to get them to the Super Bowl. And honestly, if Jacksonville doesn't pull off that massive upset in week 18, they're not even in the playoffs. So, you know, and now I think that the Chiefs handled them readily, easily, bounced them out, and maybe it's another stiff pill that everybody has to swallow, like that Browns defeat of last year, where you realize you kind of went in on a little bit of a downward twist, and now you got to reassess in the offseason, and there is no Ben Roethlisberger to bring back and maybe fool yourself with. You're rebuilding with a new quarterback, or you're bridging a year with Mason Rudolph, one or the other.
All right, final four time for you. It's brought to you by the University of Kansas Health System. If you have an orthopedic or sports injury, see the experts who care for the Chiefs. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. Tim, four quickies. I'll start you with this. Tell me, what's the final score of the game? Who wins? What score?
I've actually got it theoretically a little bit closer point-wise, but it's going to look uglier on the scoreboard. I've got Chiefs 40, Steelers 17.
Okay, 40-17. What do you got for the Super Bowl? Who beats who in the Super Bowl?
Right now, I've got the Packers over the Chiefs. Ask me again when it's Packers versus Chiefs a week and a half out, and then maybe I'll give you a different answer.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. Rank the Pittsburgh sports teams as far as favorites amongst the fans. How do they rank?
You mean like just in terms of the populace, just the most,
yes,
the most fans? Steelers, yeah. Penguins, yeah, Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, and Pitt football right now. Don't forget about Pitt football. Okay. Kenny Pickett's drafted, though. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. And finally, you know, like, how long is my...
Theoretically, there might be more Pirates fans, but they're getting old and they're starting to forget about the team.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of sad, too. There's such a great tradition and history there with the Pirates, and it's such a beautiful ballpark as well, one of my absolute favorites. All right, how long is Mike Tomlin the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
As long as he wants to be, I think. Until at least he has a losing season, and if it's a losing season, it's going to have to be like 1-16 before he gets bounced.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, there's no like time. Like, you don't see him saying enough of this. I don't need the fans questioning me and jetting. And you definitely don't. You clearly don't see him firing him. You don't see him saying, "I can find greener pastures."
No, I don't see it now. I know that with Bill Cowher, it turned in 1 year. You know, like it, but he had a Super Bowl that he had quested forever and ever to get that changed his mind a little bit maybe once he got there and kind of changed his perspective. Tomlin got that Super Bowl early in another trip, and I don't see him having that sort of Cowher epiphany of I'm good anytime soon. No.
Tim Benz, you're the man. Great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Enjoy the games, and we'll talk down the road.
All right, great to talk to you again, Soren. And, yeah, like I said, make sure that the offense stays away from Jackson in the TikTok video. Jackson's going to want to step his game up. The master is in the house. Juju is coming to your town. TikTok starts with Juju, okay? So Jackson better bring his A game.
It will be fun to watch, no doubt. Tim Benz for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review does it all in Pittsburgh. Great stuff from him. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more football. Grab a phone line if you want, 913-3810-810, and grab some tickets from Tickets for Less. Now until Wild Card Sunday or they run out of tickets, which is a distinct possibility, you can call in and purchase tickets to both the Wild Card and the Divisional Round for the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. We know both are going to be there at Arrowhead Stadium, and they will give you VIP tailgate passes. That's all you can eat, barbecue, beer, soft drinks, as well as a great covered tent if the weather's brutal, tailgate games, heat lamps, a lot more. Just call 913-685-3322. That's 913-685-3322. You know you're going to the game. You know you're going to go next week, and we know the Chiefs are going to win. So get them both right now. If you do, you're getting free VIP tailgate passes. It's the best deal going. 100% fan insurance guarantee, and of course, never any fees thrown on as well. It's all at Tickets for Less. Call 913-685-3322. All right, welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Don't forget, best deal you're going to find anywhere with a 100% fan insurance guarantee. It's at Tickets for Less. Tickets for Less has you covered with both the wild card and divisional rounds. Wild card and divisional rounds. Get them both, and you get for free the VIP tailgate passes. That's all you can eat and drink. Plus, it's covered. Plus, it's heated. They got the tailgate games you can play. It's the best deal going. Call Tickets for Less right now at 913-685-3322. 913-685-3322. Take advantage of it. Don't forget Big 12 tournament tickets. Yes, you can already get those. And any Big 12 tournament, get it. Playoff tickets available right now all the way through for any playoff game. You can get it. Trust me, compare them to StubHub, whoever you want. You're not going to find a better deal than Tickets for Less. Go to ticketsforless.com and take advantage of a great, great deal going on. And don't forget, you got to have your parking before you get there. $45, same as the regular season. Tickets for Less has you covered with great price on parkings. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebold with you. The Drake in for Jed Marshall. Curtis, how about it on Tim Benz? I got a text that said, huh, that was gold.
I was almost fell out of the chair on the TikTok stuff. He's
when
double
he said,
A.
What did Jackson he... Mahomes is double A. Yeah. He goes, that's, you know, TikTok. TikTok's rocking in Pittsburgh with Juju Smith-Schuster. You got to bring it.
You better bring it. Juju's coming to town. Oh, dear Lord. Tim's always great, but that's even for by his standard, that's stellar.
wouldn't it be great just to see kind of like a break fight, you know, out at the
TikTok
Chiefs
off
logo?
At halftime, mm-hmm. Center of the field. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin's standing in the tunnel going, what the hell is going on out there? Juju!
Yeah, Tomlin's shaking his head.
Everyone's like, where's Juju? If somebody runs out, hey, coach, you're not going to believe where he's at. Oh, don't tell me.
That was interesting because I didn't even connect the dots because I've mentioned a number of times I get a lot of questions about that stuff when I go on in other towns, right? But mm-hmm. It's kind of like, let's be honest, it's a little bit taboo in this town, right?
Yes.
Nobody wants to go down that road and be the one who, yeah, you look at Twitter, plenty of Twitter toughs. But yep. Is it, I mean, listen, I'll put us in this boat. The media is not all those media.
Yeah.
The media, us included, it's not a path you want to go down. Now, I have my standard. I figured it out a long time ago. If it ain't affecting the guy's play, right, on the field, then I don't really care what's going on. You know, now if he goes and gets arrested, you're like, well, that didn't affect his play. Yeah, it did because he can't go out and play. right? Like, if it affects the play on the field, if either the play dives or he can't get on the field and play, then it's a topic of conversation. I don't think that's the case here. Hence, it's not a topic. But it's a topic on Twitter. It's a topic in other towns. Like, when the Chiefs are beating them and people get frustrated, that's where they go. They can't fire shots at the guy's record. We just gave his stats. He's blowing away three first-ballot Hall of Famers off what he's accomplished on the football field at this point in almost every measurable way, you know, when I give you those numbers. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, he'll have four more wins and be 10-2. That's more wins than any of them. Tom Brady was 9-0. You know, he'd have two Super Bowls. Brady'd have three. You know, like that's what's at stake here for him. You can't ding his play. So fans of other teams that get frustrated, they go after what they can ding, and that's the you know, social media antics of family members.
Yeah, and if
all you got.
By the standards of how you can judge, even if Patrick Mahomes, I think, has an off day on Sunday, say things don't go well in this postseason and they're out early, it's a little tougher. I'm always, I guess, a little more leery to drawing lines, direct lines between two things that could be related but might not be related.
Right.
And it takes some pretty convincing evidence that one thing caused the other for me to really draw. You can say, these two things are interestingly put together or timed. But I don't know that would be that the things going on around him in that regard would be the reason for him not to have a good postseason. If he throws three picks on Sunday, I'm not going to draw that conclusion. But if he has a fantastic postseason, you can absolutely say it didn't have an impact, right? It's a little easier to say there's no connection than there is to, if he succeeds, than there is to say there's a connection if he doesn't. But that's the first time I've really heard an outsider's thoughts on that topic, and that was pretty illuminating from Tim.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I did it. Appreciate the
we have good guests on this
show. Compliment. We do, and Tim's awesome. I mean, like, he's not doing everything there in Pittsburgh because he sucks. He's, he's a really, really talented guy and is pretty much Mr. Pittsburgh on everything that he does. And it's, you know, and he's a thoughtful guy, and he knows football, and he knows the game, and he knows sports, and he knows everything, the on and off the field part of it. But I get that. Like, it dawned on me when somebody's like, well, how come this or that? And I was like, well, I guess, you don't hear what they say about KC and Vegas and Seattle and, you know, Atlanta and Pittsburgh and, you know, but I go on in those towns. It's like, hey, what the hell with this? What is that? What do people think of this? And you understand that is something that's a talking point in other towns. But, interesting to get his perspective. But still 40-17, he's got the Chiefs beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I thought it was, you know, I thought it was interesting. He said, you know, you got those people that no matter what, they love Roethlisberger. You got some of the others that are a little bit more critical that are like, we know the antics that are there. You know, same thing with Antonio Brown. And he said, you got the Juju Smith-Schuster lovers. He said he's very active on social media. So people that are into social media and he interacts with, they love him. They swear by him. Do you think that's what this team needs? Like, did they dodge a bullet by not getting Juju Smith-Schuster in the offseason?
It's possible that does. Would he have?
Oh, can I just say that was a really deep breath?
No, what I'm saying is
that I don't think it's that hard.
Well, I mean, what my thought is would he be the same person on social media if he had changed teams? Would there be a situation where he had a reason to rein it back in more as a Chief than with the Steelers? He can just seemingly do whatever he wants. If he comes here, is there a different pressure? Is there a different attitude with him that he doesn't do that as much? Dodge a bullet, yes, but how big of a bullet, I think, could be debated. Because I think a change of scenery often changes the way people react to things. That's why the inhale.
It'll be interesting. He's going to be a free agent again. I think the Chiefs are going to be in the market for a wide receiver for sure. And so if they had interest last year, I would think that they would have interest again this year. I don't know if his price went up with all the injuries he's battled, but you know, I think it probably went down. But you never know. Maybe somebody else is desperate, and they'll pay a lot more for him. But I think it is interesting because if they were tracking for him once, they'll probably be at least kicking the tires for him again. Don't forget, if you buy them both, the wild card and divisional round, while they last at ticketsforless.com, they'll throw in free VIP tailgate passes. The best way to tailgate is one for free, which they could do, and also in a nice warm tent with all you can eat and drink. You get those VIP passes free at ticketsforless.com. Call 913-685-3322.